Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Okay, today's podcast is number 1773. The topic is nutrition and the title is Avoid This Common Diet Trap. So I was looking through one of my clients' journals, and now every one of my clients, we have a Google Doc that they can write in every single week. They can ask any questions they want. It's actually 24/7, so they can write it any time they want. And then at least once a week, I try to do it every 3 to 5 days. I go into each client's journal, look and see what they wrote, answer questions, but I also do reviews. A lot of the clients, when we're doing nutritional coaching, we have daily targets. Now, it kind of depends. I don't do the same thing for every client. You kind of do whatever that client needs. Some of my clients, we are going to be tracking macros. So we're tracking calories, grams of protein, and maybe we add some other components. And then they just kind of track that in an app most days of the week. I then log in on that app, check and see what they're doing, and I give them feedback. One of my clients recently has been struggling to eat enough calories. I believe he might be in a mindset where the less he eats, the faster he'll lose weight. The downside is it's going to be a greater percentage of muscle tissue than fat, and he's going to have a lot of water retention from the body feeling stressed, and it might start to, well, it absolutely will, start to get harder and harder and harder to lose fat later on. So it might be a nice initial way to get the weight going, but then he's going to plateau and really struggle later. So what I'm trying to get him to do is to eat more consistently and a little bit higher than what he's used to. The reason why this can be a little bit different is if somebody's very high body weight, let's say they're 250 plus pounds and it's 30% plus body fat percentage, they are going to struggle to eat enough for their size, especially if they're relatively active, especially if they weight train and do other exercise, say 3, 4, 5 times a week. They're going to struggle to eat enough because what they think they should be eating is a lot less than what they actually do need to be eating. So they're going to struggle with eating less and less. They're going to feel like crap, not have great hunger levels, which then, of course, makes it easier to eat less. But they're not going to feel good. They're going to be moody. They're going to have crappy workouts. They're going to be soft and pudgy. Everything's just going to feel like crap. It's not going to be a very good process. So with this client, what I see is they're chronically under eating. And they've had a couple just ultra low days, very low days. So I wanted to give them an explanation as to why that isn't a good idea. And I thought it'd be good to share that in today's podcast. So to give you a rundown, I'm not going to expect you to remember these numbers. I just want you to hear them. Is their calories for training days should be between 2,800 to 3,200. That's actually quite a few calories. That's a lot of calories. Non-training days should be about 2,400 to 2,800. Their protein on all days should be at least 150 grams. I'd like to get that higher eventually once they're consistent enough hitting 150, but we're not quite there yet. Daily sugars, we want to keep under 100 grams. They're doing pretty good with that. And then sodium, we've been kind of looking at it. They were tracking sodium on their own. And I told them that it wasn't really necessary right now, especially considering they don't have blood pressure problems. They're on blood pressure medication, and they're not sodium sensitive, meaning when they eat high sodium, their blood pressure doesn't really go up. So the fact that they're watching sodium is more so just because they've heard it. Maybe a doctor said it, and doctors don't have nutrition degrees. Maybe they've just heard their whole life, if you have high blood pressure, you got to watch sodium. It's not always the case, and this is something where this person was restricting themselves and really hurting themselves trying to watch their sodium because it caused their calorie intake to be so low and their protein intake to be so low that they were looking at the wrong thing. They're looking further down the list than they should be taking care of the things at the top of the list. So I don't like them feeling restricted by sodium because it's screwing up everything else, and the everything else is more important right now. So what I'd like them to focus on is just calories, protein, and sugar, and let's try to get more consistent with those components. So again, their calorie range, the minimum should be 2,400. On one of the days, they only ate 1,500 calories. Not good. Now, that might sound weird for like a nutrition coach to say, wow, you ate too few of calories. You didn't eat enough. You under ate, not good. Like, you would think the lower calories the better, but no, hell no. No. And that's the trap. That's often what people get stuck in. So what I told them was very low calories here. This is actually too low. This is below what your basal metabolic rate would be, which would cause the body to protect body fat and fight the fat loss process. Basal metabolic rate is a very fancy term for how many calories it takes for you to just be alive. If you were to be awake in your bed with your eyes closed and just doing nothing, absolutely nothing, there's a minimum amount of calories that it takes just to keep you functioning. As soon as you open your eyes, you start burning more calories. As soon as you try to get out of bed, you start burning more calories. So just the amount of calories that if you're alive, eyes closed, laying, doing nothing, that's generally, now I'm just giving you percentages to give you an idea here, that's generally around 70-ish% of your total calories for the day. So it's a very large portion. It's not like, oh, just being alive, maybe I need to eat 500 calories. Hell no. It's a significant amount of calories. So what happens is anytime you're below that number, the body says, holy crap, we don't have what we need to run the organs. We don't have what we need to do normal daily functions. We're going to have to pull from body fat. That sounds like it's a great thing, right? But it takes a little bit of body fat. It takes a little bit of body fat. It takes a little bit of body fat. And then it starts to go, well, crap, what happens when the fat's gone? We're dead. We're going to die if all the fat is gone. So the body then starts to say, well, instead of me needing to take, I'm just making up a number, 1,000 calories of body fat today, but I know that that's a finite resource. I know if I run out, I'll die. I wonder if I can reduce this process. I wonder if I can stop this. I wonder if I can get rid of that. And now maybe I only need 600 calories of body fat. It does that. It figures that out. And then all of a sudden it figures it out even more and it gets down to 400, then 300, 200. The idea is that the body continues to try to figure out how to need less calories if it's in a severe deficit. Therefore, the calories that you're using of body fat get less and less and less, and eventually they plateau. Eventually, you don't really lose significant amount of body fat anymore because the body has figured out how not to need it very much. So when you're in too severe of a deficit, the body actually starts to fight against the fat loss process. When you're in an appropriate deficit, the body says, well, I only needed a little bit today. So it takes it and it doesn't adjust anything. And then it does that tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next month, the next year. And all of a sudden you're super freaking lean and you're feeling great because the body didn't feel the need to protect the body fat. You were eating consistently. You were just eating slightly less than what it needed to get to a point of healthy body fat. And then you were eating what it did need. So it doesn't need to put any more fat on. It doesn't need to take any more fat off. It doesn't fight that process at all. You just feel good. You look good. So the idea is to force the body to take a little bit of body fat every damn day, very consistently, until you get where you want. That's the goal. Now, what can be challenging about this trap, this diet trap concept that I'm bringing up today, is when you have these ultra low days like this client had, they would see weight loss on a scale. They'd be like, man, I only ate half the calories I was supposed to eat, and I went down X pounds. Maybe you went down 1 pound, 1.4, 2 pounds. And you're like, wow, that is amazing. I'm so excited. I should do that again. No. This is a trap because what you're seeing in regards to weight reduction is actually water retention reduction. You don't lose 2 pounds of fat in one day. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules, but that is the rules. Our body cannot burn off and it doesn't get rid of 2 pounds of fat in a single day. What that is water retention. Water is stored in our muscles in combination with carbohydrates and sodium. When we're eating severely less calories, we tend to be eating less sodium and carbs. Therefore, the water cannot be stored in the muscles. It gets dumped out of the muscles, you pee it out, and then all of a sudden you weigh less. So when you see the scale go down on an ultra low day, that isn't fat loss. That's a false trap. what you're actually seeing is water weight loss. But since we don't know that difference, unless you're listening to this podcast and you're now being told that, we would see the scale go down. We would think that's a good thing. Therefore, we're trapped into thinking that ultra-low calorie days are helpful. But they're not. The other part of the trap is you're going to eat ultra-low calories. Scale's going to go down. Maybe you do that 2-3 days in a row. All of a sudden, you feel like shit and you want to eat everything in the house. But you're like, well, I have only been eating 50% of the calories I'm supposed to be eating. Let me go back to eating what I was supposed to be eating, the healthy amount of calories. What will happen? You will ingest more carbohydrates, more sodium. You're going to have more overall weight of food, more overall fluid intake associated within the food. And your scale is going to go up. Even if you eat the right amount of calories, if you're coming out of an ultra-low day or a couple ultra-low back-to-back days, you're going to gain some weight due to the weight of the food and the water. But you see, oh my gosh, I ate the calories I was supposed to eat and the scale went up, I got fat. No! You're just holding more water. But since you see the scale go up, you go, oh, that was a horrible thing. That was bad. Let me go back to this ultra-low calories. Even though I felt like shit, the scale was lighter, so that was maybe where I was supposed to be. Maybe I'm just supposed to always feel like shit. No. So what ends up happening is anytime you try to go back to regular calories, you're going to see the scale go up the first day. You're going to freak out. You're going to go back to ultra-low calories, and you go back and forth, back and forth. I either have to eat really little, feel like crap, or if I try to eat regular, the scale goes up, I feel like I'm getting fat, I don't know what to do, I feel stuck. That's the trap. You feel stuck. It doesn't feel like there's a right thing to do. What happens is, if we have ultra-low days, when we go back to eating the healthy and appropriate amount of calories, your weight will go up that first day. The second day, it's probably going to maybe stay the same. Third day, stay the same. The fourth day, it'll start to come back down. Now, it might be 1 or 2 days off here or there, but that's the trend. Is you get a day or two where it stays, and then, a day or two where it goes up, a day or two where it stays, and then it starts to come back down. So if you go back up to your healthy calorie range, and you just stay freaking consistent within that, within 3 to 5 days, your weight will start to come back down again. And then that down is going to be more indicative of actual fat loss. Because your water weight will have stayed more consistent. So that is the trap, that when you eat ultra-low days, the scale goes down. Then you feel like crap, you go back to your regular calories, the weight goes up, and then you don't know what to do because it feels like you're getting fat again. So we want to avoid that trap by just trying to be more consistent. We really, truly want to be more consistent every single day. The problem that people run into, which often causes them to be overweight, is not overeating, but inconsistent eating. We have podcast 1615. You can find it on our podcast. We have a podcast player on our website. You can go to that and scroll back to podcast 1615. It's a nutrition podcast titled, Why Are You Overweight? Inconsistent eating versus overeating. Most people are overweight because they inconsistently eat, not because they chronically overeat. And there's a huge difference. Everything will tend to go better when it comes to dieting if you are more consistent. If you have a healthy calorie range, try your best to be within that range. If your weight goes down, you know, maybe reconsider calculating your calories if you're doing this all on your own. But calories should be slowly adjusted as weight changes plateau. But you should be within a calorie range and you should be consistent with it every day. The more consistent you are, the more true fat loss change you will see, and you can avoid traps like these. Okay. If you have any questions, if you need any help, we have one-on-one coaching for nutrition only now. And we have it for training and nutrition, but you can check out those services on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Okay, if you need anything, if you have any questions, shoot me an email. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube. under the name Brutal Iron Jim. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.